the latter part of the afternoon before supper, say 3 or 4 p.m. maybe. As you might say, I'd expect to see him later on this...
You speak to me?
Yeah.
Afternoon.
Afternoon.
I would say afternoon.
And what do you call the time of day when the sun first appears?
Morning.
Well, how about when it is right in the act of appearing?
Well, that's it's twilight this time.
What I'm after is something with sun in it. Sunrise. Okay. And how about the opposite when it disappears?
Sundown.
Okay. If there's been a storm and the rain stops and the clouds go away and the sun comes out, you say that the weather is
cleared.
And what would you call a very hard rain that doesn't last very long? When it just really...
Yeah, we would say a downpour, really. A downpour.
Okay. Fine.
Pour, not...
And have you ever heard this called a dead rain or a death rain or something like that?
Yes, I've heard of the death rain, the short, heavy rain, the death rain. Even if no one died.
Right. And what do you call shelf over a fireplace?
A mantelpiece, I believe.
Okay.
That's the common term we use.
And what about the things that the logs rest on in a fireplace?
The grates.
Okay. And the small pieces of wood you use to start a fire, what would you call them?
Kindling.
Right. And how about particularly rich pieces of wood that you cut up into slivers to use as the very first kindling? You have a special word for that?
It's called lightwood here, yeah, lightwood. Right. I've never really known it was lightwood or lighter.
I'm told it's called that because back in the days before any good sort of lighting, people used to throw that on fire to illuminate to read by. I don't know whether that's true or not. What do you call a small room used to hang up clothes with a rod and hangers in it?
A closet.
Okay, and how about if this is a large exterior piece of furniture? Not built in, but it's like a big cupboard.
It'd be a cabinet.
Mm-hmm. And how about the overlapping horizontal boards that make up the outside wall of a frame house, you know, the overlapped one over the other?
That's the weatherboarding.
Okey-doke. And what about a covered area at the front or the side of a house where you might put chairs to sit in the afternoon?
No, porch.
Okey-doke. And how about a small porch that frequently doesn't have a roof?
That's a patio, isn't it?
Right. And the small fenced area next to a barn where you put the cows after you brought them up from the field before you milk them.
Hey, what'd you say, brought them up from the field?
You don't have a word, it doesn't matter.
That's a pen.
Things.
That's usually a pen, I would
say. That's something I had never heard of until I saw this question. And here's another one that is of no application really here, but